Wily game indeed, this wizard, kin, said Esteban. It was well treed and out of tricks, but for this shameful bid to escape the rightful conclusion of the hunt. With full intent did the wizard bring us here, into your domain, intending to use you, O Earl King, to strike down his own foes.
When hunting a fox, one must be wary not to follow it into the great bear's lair, the Earl King replied. This is common sense for any hunter, by my reckoning.
Well spoken, Goblin King, Esmeralda said. But by this action, the wizard seeks to draw you into the war betwixt its folk and ours. For we hunted upon the express wishes of our lord and master, as part of our rightly declared war.
The Earl King's red eyes narrowed and flicked back over to me. I could hear a low and angry undertone to his next words. I desire not of any other being, save to pursue my hunts in accordance with the ancient traditions, without interference. I tell thee this outright, Sir Knight. Should this hunter's words prove true, I will lay a harsh penalty upon thee and thine, one which the powers will speak of in whispers of dread for 1,000 years. I swallowed. I thought about it. Then I lifted my chin and said calmly, I give thee my word, as Knight of the Winter Court, that I had no such intention when coming here. It was chance that brought this chase to thy hall, O Earl King. I swear it upon my power. The ancient fae stared hard at me for several more seconds, his nostrils flaring. Then he drew back his head slowly and nodded once. So, I am given a riddle by my most thoughtful visitors, he said, his voice rumbling. He looked from the Ebes and company back to Susan and me. What to do with you all? For I wish not to encourage visits such as this one. His mouth twisted in distaste. Now I am reminded why I do not indulge in courtesy, as do the she. Such matters delight them. I find that they pall swiftly. A very large, very powerful-looking goblin near the front of the hall said, My king, render blood judgment upon them all. They are intruders in your realm. Place their heads upon your gates as a warning to any who would follow. A rumble of agreement ran through the crowd of goblins. The Earl King seemed to muse on the idea for a moment. Or, I offered, such an act might invite more interference. The express servants of the King of the Red Court would surely be missed should they not return. The White Council of Wizards would, I assure you, have very strong feelings about my own disappearance, to say nothing, of course, of Mab's reaction. I'm still quite new, and she hasn't yet tired of me. The Earl King waved a hand. Nay, nay. The knight caught my words fairly. Guests they are, Lord Ordulaca, and I will not cheapen my honor by betraying that ancient compact. He narrowed his eyes. Guests they are. Perhaps I should treat them most courteously. Perhaps I should insist that you remain my guests, to be cared for and entertained for the next century. He gave me a chilly little smile. After all, you are all but the first visitors to my realm. I could understandably find it greatly insulting were you not to allow me the opportunity to honor you appropriately. The Ebes looked at each other, and then both bowed sinuously to the Earl King.
Generous host,
Esteban said.
You honor us greatly. We should be pleased to stay as your guests for whatever length of time you feel appropriate.
Harry,
Susan hissed, tensing. She didn't need to explain it to me. A delay of even a few hours might mean Maggie's death. Honored host, I said. Such a path would be no less than your due, given the unanticipated nature of our visit. But I would beg you, only to consider my obligations to my Lady Mab. I pursue a quest that I may not lay aside, and which she has bidden me complete. It hinges upon things that occur in mortal time, and were you to insist upon your rights as host, it could compromise my own honor. Something I know that you, as mine host, would never wish to do. The Earl King gave me a look that blended annoyance with amusement and said, "Few winter knights have had swords as swift as your tongue, boy. But I warned thee, name your lady a third time, and you will not like what follows." I hadn't even thought of that. Hell's bells, he was right. Speaking Mab's name here in the Never Never could indeed summon her. At which point, not only would she be an intruder in another ruler's domain, perhaps vulnerable to his power or influence, but she would be extremely annoyed with one overtaxed wizard for having brought her. The clashing of such powers in simple proximity could prove dangerous, even deadly. I bowed my head again and said, "Of course, mine host." A goblin about 5 feet tall and so slender that it looked like a stiff wind might blow him down appeared from the shadows and diffidently took the Earl King's helmet. He began to turn to carry it away, paused, and suggested in a spidery, whispering, unpleasant voice,
"We are all predators here, my lord. Let it be settled in a trial of blood."